It takes more than a kick-ass strategy to run a business. In fact, it takes a whole lot of glitter. Welcome to your bestie headquarters for daily content creation tips, social media strategies, and everything I know that has generated millions of dollars and millions of views for my clients' online businesses. Mixed in with all the self-love you need to let your glitter shine, of course. So hey, I'm the Samantha Parker, and I'm your new business bestie. I know what it takes to build a life and business you are proud of. Now let's spill the glitter. Okay, bestie, I have got to tell you something. I've got to tell you the worst business advice that I have ever received, and it happened on multiple occasions, and I totally listened, and it totally fucked me. You know what that is? It's any advice that was ever given to me from someone who had never built even remotely what it was that I wanted to build. I know. I listen to people so often when they would throw out their opinions and ideas that I just became a literal clusterfuck inside my head. I can't even tell you guys like how much self-doubt I went through to get to this point in my life because I was listening to people who weren't qualified to give me that advice. And here's what it looks like, okay? It looks like a business coach who shouldn't have been being a business coach, who just wanted to because she thought it would be fun, telling me what content I should put out on Instagram. And then I was like, oh, well, I guess I should change my content style because so-and-so said this. And then, you know, it looked like just a friend mentioning, I don't know why you're posting that. And I was like, oh, well, why am I posting that? Well, that friend wasn't who I was trying to talk to. And the list goes on and on and on. It is literally the worst business advice. And what I really recommend you doing is seriously standing in your own goddamn power and being like, I am the expert at what I do. I honestly don't know any other social media managers in real life. Like I don't, I'm always like, where are you guys? What are you guys up to? I don't know them. So for me to be getting advice from those people around me about building my social media management business and the content I was putting out, and I think, God, I've had some wild stuff thrown at me. They're like, we don't use hashtags anymore. And I'm like, what? What? Yes, hashtags are so important to just about anything. Like it goes on and on and on. You get my point here. But it totally screwed myself. And you know how I really shifted that mindset of taking the advice is now I realize that like, hey, I am a freaking boss. So if you need to write it on a sticky note every day that like you are the expert in your field and you are going for it, put it on the sticky note somewhere. I had a really big aha moment the other day when I was driving past the strip mall that I work for. It was all lit up. It was nighttime. And it's actually like a really cool like strip mall. It's really nice. And I was driving by and it was all lit up with all the store signs. There's like over 30 stores that like I get to work with. And I was like, wow, like I do that. And I was like, wow, that is fucking amazing. So girl, I want you to like seriously right now, make a list of like your accolades, the things you've overcome and just own that power. Because the only reason I was listening to other people was because I was doubting my own self-worth. Now, if I need to learn something that I don't know how to do, I find the expert in it and I learn from them. And of course, there's been a couple of times when I've been like totally deceived. I thought like so-and-so was an expert and it turns out she was a shady little hoe, but sometimes that stuff's just going to happen. It happens in business. Now I'm really good at watching the red flags. I just had to learn some lessons along the way. I was probably attracting that energy to begin with. So like, whatever, thank you for the lesson, universe. I learned from it and I moved on. But now I like seek out the people who are qualified to give me advice at the thing that I'm trying to do. And then if something they say doesn't resonate with me, I check myself and I'm like, is that not resonating with me because my ego's flaring up? Or is that not resonate with me because I just know that's like not something I should apply to my life. Okay. All right. So listen, babe, be your biggest advocate because you are freaking amazing. Okay. Head over to theglitter.me. Tons of resources linked up for you guys and I'll see you tomorrow.